Today's shiur is Perek Shneimasar Mehilchos Machamos Asuros, the 12th chapter of the laws concerning forbidden food. Halacha Aleph, paragraph 1. Keitzer hi anegia sha'osa b'hagoy hayayin. Hu sheyiga b'yayin atzmo, bein b'yado, bein b'shar eivarev, shadarkam l'nasach behem, v'yashachsheich. The non-Jew must touch the wine by himself. In other words, either with his hand or with any of the other limbs, which is the custom to pour out the wine for libations, and he then must shake the wine. However, if after he stretches out his hand into the jug, into the barrel, and someone seizes his hand before he withdraws it and holds it still, and the barrel is thereupon opened from the bottom so that the wine which is below the level of his hand flows out, that wine is not forbidden. When the Rambam says it is not forbidden, he means it is not forbidden to derive benefit from it, but it is forbidden to drink because the mere touch of a non-Jew of wine renders it forbidden to drink. But the Rambam here is referring to benefit. Similarly, should the non-Jew grasp an open vessel of wine and shake it, even if he does not elevate the vessel or touch the wine, it is forbidden. Halacha Beis, paragraph 2. Not a kli shal yayin v'higbiya v'yatzak hayayin af api shlo shichshech nesar. Shahariba hayayin mikocho. Higbiya v'lo shichshech v'lo naga mutar. If the non-Jew takes a utensil with wine in it, and he raises it up, and he pours the wine, even though he didn't shake the jar, it is nevertheless forbidden, because the wine came from his power, from his strength. In other words, the wine emerges as a result of his action. If he lifts the wine bottle, but neither shakes nor touches it, it is permitted. Halacha Gimel, paragraph 3. Goy shehaya ochez hakli bakarka, v'yisrael yatzik l'toch hayayin, hayayin muter, v'im nidneid hagoy hakli, neser hayayin. If a non-Jew holds the vessel to the ground while the Jew pours wine into it, the wine is permitted. But if the non-Jew shakes the vessel, the wine would then be forbidden. Halacha Dalet, paragraph 4. Kli sasa muter l'talta l'hagoy, mimakam l'makam, v'yafo pisha hayayin misnadneid, she'ein zederech hanisuch. A non-Jew is permitted to carry a closed vessel of wine from one place to another, even though the wine is thereby shaken up, since this is not the customary manner of libation. Hever nod shal yayim mimakam lamakam, v'hu oches pi hanod biyado, bein shahaya hanod moli, ochaser muter, v'yafo pisha hayayin misnadneit. If the non-Jew carries a skin of wine, a sack made out of skin that contains wine, and he carries it from one place to another, holding the mouthpiece of the skin in his hand, the wine is permitted, whether the skin is full or partly empty, even though the wine is shaken up in the process. Hever kli cheres pasuach moli yayin, osur, shema nagabo, v'mhaya chaser muter, ela imkein shichshecho. If the non-Jew transports an open earthenware vessel full of wine, the wine is forbidden, since he may have touched it. If, however, the vessel is partly empty, the wine is permitted unless he shakes it. Halacha hei, paragraph 5. Goy shenagabo yayin v'lo niskaben lo zeh, harei hayayin muter b'hanoya bovad. If a non-Jew touches wine unintentionally, it is permitted, but only permitted for benefit, not for consumption. How so? For example, if he falls upon a wine skin, or if he stretches out his hand into a jug, thinking that it contains oil, and he discovers that it contains wine. In either of these cases, it is only forbidden to drink the wine, but not to use it, not to benefit from it. Halacha va, paragraph 6. Bo hayayin mikocha shol goy b'lo kavana, hoil v'lo naga b'yayin, harei zemuta b'shtia. Keitzad, kigon shigbi a kli shol yayin, v'yotzak l'kli acher, v'hu medame shehu sheikh ar shemen, harei zemuta. If the wine comes forth as a result of the non-Jewish person's action, but without his intention, it is permitted even for consumption, as long as he does not touch it. How so? For example, if he lifts up a barrel of wine, or any utensil of wine, and pours it into another vessel, thinking it is to be beer or oil, it is permitted, because he didn't touch it, and he didn't have intention. Here it is even permitted to drink, because anything that comes from the effort of the non-Jew, but not touched by him, is biblically permissible. It's only that rabbinically forbidden, but if he doesn't have the intention, the rabbis did not impose their prohibition. Halacha Zayin, paragraph 7. Nichnas hagoy lebayis ol chanus lebakish yain a pashut yaduk shehu mechapes v'naga b'yayin osur shaharei liyayin niskavin ve'ein zenegeya below kavana. If a non-Jew enters a house or a store and he's looking for wine, and he puts forth his hand while feeling around and touches the wine. It is forbidden, because in this case his intention is in fact to obtain wine. Therefore, this cannot be regarded as unintentional touching. Halacha Ches, paragraph 8. If a barrel or a jug of wine is cracked lengthwise, and a non-Jew quickly clasps it in his arm so that the shards should not come apart, the wine is permitted for benefit only. He cannot drink it. Because here it's unintentional. He doesn't mean to touch the wine just to save the wine. If, however, the barrel is cracked breadthwise, and he holds down the upper part of it so that it should not fall off, the wine is not only permitted to benefit from, but even to drink, since the wine is not preserved through the non-Jewish person's action. And therefore, since he has no intention either, one could even drink this wine. Halacha test, paragraph 9. If a non-Jew falls into a wine vat and is brought out dead, or if he measures the wine vat with a stick, or knocks a fly or hornet from its surface with a stick, or beats with his hands upon a hot jug in order to cool it, or takes a jug and throws it into a pit in his anger, in all these cases, the wine is permitted only for benefit, not for drinking, either because it is unintentional or because he's not touching it directly, but nevertheless, one cannot drink in these cases. But if the non-Jew is brought up alive, then the wine is even forbidden for benefit. The reason given is because since he's come out alive, he's very happy that he was saved, and he is thankful to his pagan god, and would pour the wine out for his pagan god. That is what we presume, and therefore it is even forbidden to derive benefit from. Halacha Yud, paragraph 10. Chavishu ha-yenekev b'tzida, v'nishmat ha-pekak min ha-nekev, v'niach ha-gai etzboi b'mkom ha-nekev, k'day shelo yetze ha-yayin, kol ha-yayin shemirosh ha-chavis ad ha-nekev osur, v'shetachas ha-nekev muta b'shtiyah. A barrel that has a hole on the side of it, and the plug, the cork, falls out of the hole, so the non-Jew puts his finger in the place of the hole to take the place of the plug, so the wine does not drip out. All the wine from the top of the barrel to the level of the hole is forbidden, while that which is below the hole is permitted for even drinking. Halacha Yud Aleph, paragraph 11. In the case of a curved siphon made of metal, glass, or similar material, one end of this siphon is inserted in the barrel, while the other remains outside. Here is the din. This is the law. If one sucks in the wine so that it begins to flow out in the usual manner, and a non-Jew comes along and places his finger over the mouth of the siphon, by doing so he prevents the wine from flowing. In this case, all the wine in the barrel is rendered prohibited, since it would have all flowed out continuously were it not for his hand. Thus, all of the wine may be considered as having remained in the barrel through his action, and therefore it is all forbidden. Halacha Yud Beis, paragraph 12. Hama'ara yayin letoch kli sheyesh bo yayin goyim, nesar kol hayayin shebekli ha'elyon, sheharei ha'amud hanitzuk mechaber bein hayayin shebekli ha'elyon, uvein hayayin shebekli ha'tachton. If one pours wine from one vessel into another containing non-Jewish wine, all the wine in the upper vessel becomes forbidden, since the flowing column acts as a connector between the wine in the upper vessel and the wine in the lower one. Therefore, when one measures out wine for a non-Jew into the vessel which is in his hand, he should repeatedly break the flow or pour in short spurts, so that there should be no continuous flow to connect the two, and thereby prohibit the wine left in the upper vessel. Halacha Yud Gimel, paragraph 13. Mashpech shemodet by lega yimiyesh b'ktzei hamashpech hakeves yayin lo yimdet bali Yisrael ad sheyidichenu v'yinagiv v'imlo hediyach hareza asur. One should not measure out wine to a Jew through a funnel used to measure out wine to a non-Jew, if there are some drops retained on the rim at the tip of the funnel. Then you should not use that funnel for a Jew unless he rinses and dries it. If he does not rinse it, the wine is forbidden. Alach Yudal, paragraph 14. Kli sheyesh lo kamin shnei chatamim yotzim imenu kamo hakelim shenotlim behen liyadayim shehoyim mole yayin biyad Yisrael v'hoyi Yisrael motzitz v'shosem mechotim zeh v'hagoy motzitz v'shosem in hachotim hasheni harei ze muter v'hu sheyagdim ha-Yisraeli v'yifsok v'adayin hagoy shosem. In the case of a vessel which is full of wine and has a double spout, like the vessels used for washing the hands, if a Jew holds it, sucking and drinking the wine from one spout, while a non-Jew does so from the other spout, it is permitted. However, the Rambam qualifies that that's only if the Jew ceases drawing while the non-Jew is still drinking, since at the moment when the non-Jew ceases drinking, the wine which is in his spout returns to the vessel and renders the entire amount of wine in the vessel prohibited. For that wine is considered to have remained in existence through the non-Jewish person's action, which makes it forbidden. Halacha Tezvav, paragraph 15. Goy shematzes hayayim min hachavis b'meinekis, also kol hayayim shaba. Shekashi yipasek yachzer hayayim sha'ola b'meinekis b'mtzitzaso, v'yipo lachavis v'yeser hakol. If a non-Jew sucks wine from a barrel through a siphon, all the wine in the barrel becomes prohibited. Because when the non-Jew stops drinking the wine drawn up by him in the siphon, all the wine falls back into the barrel, and therefore it renders everything in it forbidden. Halacha Tezayin, paragraph 16. Goy shehayim maiver im Yisrael, kade yayim imakam lamakam, v'hu holech achareyem l'shamram, afilu hifligam imenu kidei mil, hareilu mataros, she'imasa olehim, v'yomer, ate yetzel lefaneinu v'yira osanu. If non-Jews are associated with Jews in transporting jars of wine from one place to another, and the Jew walks behind them to watch them, the rule is as follows. Even if they are as far as a mile ahead of him, the wine is still permitted, since the fear of the Jews is upon them, and they are likely to say, now the Jews may get ahead of us and see us. V'im amar lahem l'chub, ani ova achreichem, im nesalma mi'enov, kidei sheyiftechu pi akad v'yavzru v'yogifu oso v'sigov, hare hayayin kulo osa b'shtia, m'pachas mikan muter. However, if the Jew says to the non-Jews, go ahead and I'll follow you, once they are out of his sight long enough for them to open a jar and then stop it up again and dry it, all the wine is forbidden for drinking. If the time is less than this, the wine is permitted. Halacha Yudzayin, paragraph 17. V'chein ha-meniach goy b'chanuso, avo pishu yotze b'nichlas kol ha-yom kulo ha-yayin mutter. The same would be true if a person, a Jew, leaves a non-Jew in his store. Even though he goes in and out the entire day, and he's not there all the time, nevertheless the wine would be permissible, even to drink. However, if the Jew notifies the non-Jew that he is going away and he's going to tarry long enough for a jug to be opened, closed up, and dried, the wine is forbidden for drinking. Similarly, if a Jew leaves his wine in a wagon or on a ship with a non-Jew and goes to town to attend to his business, the wine is permitted. However, but if he informs the non-Jew that he is leaving and tarries long enough for a jug to be opened, closed up, and dried, the wine is forbidden for drinking. All of this applies only to stopped-up barrels, where the barrels are plugged or closed. In the case of an open barrel, even if the Jew does not tarry, as long as he informs the non-Jew that he's leaving, the wine is forbidden. Halacha Yudches, paragraph 18. Yisrael shehaya ochel im hagoy v'niach yayin pesuch al hashulchan v'yayin pesuch al hadulpki v'yatza she'al hashulchan aser v'al hadulpki muter v'im amalo mezogu she'say kol hayayin hapesuch shebebayis aser. If a Jew who is eating with a non-Jew at the same table goes out, and he leaves an open wine bottle on the table, and he also leaves another open wine bottle on the sideboard, the wine on the table is forbidden, while the wine on the sideboard is permitted. However, if before leaving he says to the non-Jew, pour out some wine and drink, all the open wine in the house is forbidden, because he might take advantage of that invitation and touch any of the wine in the house. Halacha Yutetz, paragraph 19. If a Jew is drinking wine with a non-Jew, hears the sound of prayer in the shul, in the synagogue, and therefore leaves. Even the open wine is permitted, because in this case the non-Jew might say, now he may be reminded of the wine, and he might return in great haste and find me touching his wine, and therefore he is not likely to move from his place. Hence, only the wine in front of him is forbidden, because he doesn't have to move to touch that. Halacha Chav, paragraph 20. Goy v'Yisrael shahayadarim b'chatzar achas v'yatu shneim b'bahal aliris chasen o hespeit v'chazar ha-goy v'sagar ha-pesach v'yachakach b'Yisrael harei ha-yayin ha-pesuch shebebayis ha-yisraeli b'hetero. If a Jew and a non-Jew live in one courtyard, and both had to leave in great haste to see either a bridegroom or a eulogy, and the non-Jew returns and closes the door, and then the Jew comes, the open wine jars that are in the house of the Jew are nevertheless permissible, permitted, because the non-Jew only closed the door because in his mind he had felt that the Jew had already entered, and no one else was left outside. And therefore he imagined that the Jew had come there before him, and that is why he closed the door, and therefore he would certainly not touch the wine, knowing or thinking that the Jew was there. Halacha Chafal of paragraph 21. Yayin shal Yisrael v'shal goy b'bayis echad v'hoy chavis psuchos v'nichas ha-goy l'bayis v'nol ha-devil's bado nesa kol ha-yayin. If a Jew and a non-Jew have open jugs of wine in the same house, and the non-Jew enters the house and closes the door behind him, all the wine is forbidden. However, if the door has a window that allows a person standing outside to look through it so he can see what is in front of him, all the barrels opposite the window are permitted, while those on the sides are forbidden, since in the case of the former, the non-Jew would be afraid that someone might see him. Halacha Chav Beis, paragraph 22. V'chein im shog ari v'kiyotzebo, u'baruch ha-goy v'nechba b'in ha-chavis ha-psuchos ha-yayin muter, shehu omer, shema Yisrael acher nechba kan, v'hu roa osi k'she'ega. Likewise, if the non-Jew hears the roar of a lion, anything like that, and runs away, and hides between the barrels that are open, the wine is nevertheless permitted, because the non-Jew probably would be saying, perhaps another Jew is also hiding here, and he will see how I touch the wine, and therefore he will desist from doing so. Halacha Chav Gimel, paragraph 23. Otsa shal yayin shahayu chaviyos ha-pesuchas, v'yesh l'goy chavis acheres ba'osu ha-pundik, v'nimtza ha-goy omid bein chavis Yisrael ha-pesuchas. Im nivhal kishinimtza v'nispas olav kiganav ha-yayin muta b'shestiyah, shemipachta v'yirasa ein lo p'nai l'nasech. If a Jew has open barrels stored in the wine cellar of an inn, and a non-Jew has other jugs or barrels in the same inn, and this non-Jew is discovered standing among the open barrels belonging to the Jew, the rule is as follows. If he is confused when discovered and behaves like a thief caught in the act, the wine is permitted for drinking, since on account of his fear and apprehension, he would have no leisure to render the Jewish person's wine libation wine. He doesn't have time to pour it for his idol. If he does not behave like a thief caught in the act, but stands there confidently, the wine is forbidden. If a child is found among the barrels, all the wine is permitted, regardless of the circumstances. And the reason for this is because the touching of a child of wine only prohibits the drinking of the wine. Therefore, if it's a doubt if the child touched it or not, one is even permitted to drink it, because since he doesn't have the intelligence to pour the wine for libations, he doesn't make any effort to touch the wine. However, the Raiva takes issue with the Rambam in this case and says that only if he appears frightened and confused because he's been caught in the act just as a thief, only then would it be permissible. Otherwise, even in the case of the child, it would be forbidden. Halacha Chavdal, paragraph 24. Gidud shenichnas l'medina derech shalom kol ha-chavis ha-psucha shebechanuyas asuros ustumos mutaros. U'pishas mulchama im pashar ha-gidud b'medina vi'avar elu ve'elu mutaros she'ein p'nai l'nasich. If a troop of soldiers enters a region, the rule is as follows. If it is in times of peace, all the open jugs of wine in the shops are forbidden, because we assume that they took some wine, while the closed ones are permitted. However, in times of war, if the troop marches right through the district and passes on, both are permitted, since the soldiers had no time to render the wine libation wine. They had no time to pour the wine to their idols. Halacha Chafei, paragraph 25. If a non-Jew is discovered standing by the side of a wine vat, if he has a lien on the wine, it is forbidden, since he would feel free to handle it and would thus render it libation wine. He would pour the wine. If he has no lien on it, the Jew does not owe him any money, does not owe him any wine, the wine is permitted for drinking, because we assume that he would not feel free to pour that wine. Halacha Chavav, paragraph 26. Zona goya b'mesibah shayisrael hayayin muta she'imasim oleha v'lotiga. Avol zona yisraelis b'mesibas goyim yena shalofanea b'keileha asr b'pnei shehein nogin bo shalom midaita. If a non-Jewish harlot is in the company of Jewish men, the wine is permitted, for the fear of them is upon her, and she is not likely to handle the wine. However, in the case of a Jewish harlot in the company of non-Jews, even the wine in front of her in her own cup is forbidden, since they are likely to touch it without her knowledge. Halacha Chav Zayin, paragraph 27. Goy hanimtza bebeis hagas, im yesh sham lach luchas yayin kedei liv lo hakaf, ad shetiv lo hakaf lakaf shniya, tzorech lahadiach kol beis hagas v'yinogiv, v'im lav mediach buvad, v'zu harchoka yisera. If a non-Jew is found at a wine press, and there is enough wine moisture there to moisten the palm of one hand to such an extent that the moisture on that hand is sufficient to moisten the palm of the other hand. In this case, one must rinse the whole wine press and dry it. If the amount of moisture is less, he need only rinse it, and even this is an excessive precaution. Halacha Chavches, paragraph 28. Chavish etzafa benohar im nimtzis keneged ir sheruba Yisrael muteres bahanoa, keneged ir sheruba gayim asura. If we find a barrel of wine floating in a river, if it is found opposite a city, the majority of whose inhabitants are Jews, the wine is permitted for benefit. If it's found opposite a city where the majority are non-Jews, it is forbidden. Halacha Chavtes, paragraph 29. Mokum shehaya rov mochri hayayin bo Yisraelim, v'nimtzu vo kelim gedolim mileim yayin, v'heim kelim shederach ha-mochrim levadam lichnos behem hayayin, hare'elu mutarim behanoa. If large vessels full of wine are found in a place where most of the wine merchants are Jews, and these vessels are of the type used only by wine merchants to store wine, they are permitted for benefit. Chavis shepeschu haganavim imrov ganavi ha'ir Yisrael hayayin muta b'shesia v'im lav aser. In the case of barrels of wine broken open by thieves, if the majority of the thieves in that city are Jews, the wine is permitted for drinking. If not, it is forbidden. With this, the Rambam concludes Perek Shnei Masar Mehilchos Machalos Asuros, the 12th chapter of the Laws Concerning Forbidden Foods.